I am very disciplined in my physical exercise and fitness routine. Not only do I love the way I look and feel in my body, but it has been so critical in my mental health. I just feel so good after doing a yoga or workout session, almost like a high. It truly is the best feeling. I'm not someone who loves going to the gym, though. I find it takes away from my time, and although I do like going to a studio for workshops or retreats, doing yoga classes there wasn't feasible. You have to work on their schedule, it takes time to go there, set up, do the flow, and then drive back home. I love being able to work out or do yoga from my house. I just unroll my mat. My son plays next to me, so he gets to see me taking care of myself, and I feel like that's such an important thing for him to witness firsthand. I started my yoga journey on YouTube from the comfort of my home, and while I am so grateful for it giving me a start, I felt like I was missing something. I had to go to different channels depending on what sort of exercise I wanted. Some teachers were too slow, some made it boring, and I just wanted someone with some humor and fun, but who also taught a good flow. So I got certified as a teacher and started my own channel. This is a one-stop shop, and on my YouTube page, you'll find yoga flows ranging in all styles and lengths. You'll also find Pilates and yoga workouts, prenatal classes, my podcast episodes, wellness vlogs, and more. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe to my channel and support me and free online yoga and fitness. Welcome to Balance Your Life podcast. My name is Megan Farrell, and I am the host of this show. This podcast is designed to inspire and empower you to start and maintain your own wellness journey so you can become the best version of yourself. Let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of Balance Your Life podcast. I am your host, Megan Farrell Gordon, and if you are a beauty junkie, if you love skincare, wellness, just really everything in the beauty space, this podcast episode is for you. I had so much fun with today's guest. I absolutely love the beauty world, and not so much from a really like heavy makeup perspective, although if that is your jam, all the power to you, but just really everything skincare, beauty, wellness. I just think if you can make yourself feel really, really good on the outside, that translates into confidence, happiness, joy. We all know if we've ever had, like a giant pimple somewhere, like it just really takes down the confidence. It doesn't make you feel good. And when I say feel good and look good on the outside, like whatever that looks like to you. It's taken me a little bit of time to kind of find what that is for me, but I fully embrace a more holistic skincare and beauty routine. But I also do love to have some clean, good quality makeup. And today we kind of dive into everything within the beauty space. Today on the podcast, I am joined by Stephanie G. Stephanie is a skincare and beauty expert and director of operations and new media at G Beauty, which is a multi-generational beauty destination. G Beauty offers innovative, results-driven, time-sensitive, and efficient beauty and grooming solutions at their locations in Toronto and Miami. On this episode, we talk about beauty, health, and wellness as a lifestyle and how they can intertwine together, product essentials needed for every skin type. We also discuss how to do skin cycling and the benefits of it, acids and how to use them in your skincare routine, and so much more. If you guys are in Toronto or Miami, you are absolutely going to want to check out G Beauty after this. It was such a joy to have Stephanie on the podcast. I loved her energy. I loved her vibe. She has the most beautiful skin, so you'll definitely want to go check her out and check out what G Beauty has to offer. With that, please welcome Stephanie G to the Balance Your Life podcast. For the last few years, I've been really due diligent about making sure I read labels and use clean products on my skin, body, and hair. And then when I got pregnant, I became even more psycho about it. I was gifted a skincare set of True Botanicals, and this stuff is holy grail worthy. I am so obsessed with their products. I love the Renew Shibuya Active Immunity Serum, the Renew Shibuya Extreme Cream, and the Renew Pure Radiance Oil. I have dry skin that can be sensitive to a lot of products, and my skin glows when I use these products. I reached out to the founder and her team and confirmed that the products were all MadeSafe certified. This means they are one of the few beauty brands in the world that carried the MadeSafe seal on each and every one of their products. It is the most comprehensive safety and sustainability standards available, backed by the world's leading scientists. Being pregnant, this was really reassuring to me. But even if I wasn't pregnant, I would still be super pumped to know this because it means their skincare line is actually green and clean. I also reached out and got a code for you because I wanted my community to be able to try the products and fall in love with them just like I did. And side note, my husband Brad did too. He's constantly stealing the cream and serum from me. If I had to pick just one product, I would choose the Shibuya Active Immunity Serum or Renew Shibuya Extreme Cream, but honestly, the oil, the cream, and serum are all my favorites. You can use discount code MEGAN15 at checkout at truebotanicals.com to receive 15% off of your order. This is a really generous offer, you guys, and one I plan to use myself when I'm running low. This code is only good through June 30th, 2023, so make sure you use it before then. That's Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, 15, at checkout for 15% off your order. And like I said, you can't go wrong with the cream, serum, or oil. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. I'm so excited to have you on.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
I would love if you could give our listeners a little bio of who you are and where in the world you are currently joining me from today.
Absolutely. My name is Stephanie G. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a partner in our incredible beauty brand called G Beauty. I am based in Toronto in Canada. And I am a skin and beauty expert. So I have been in the beauty industry my entire life, but in terms of working with the best brands and doctors and skincare founders, and of course my own family and partners, for well over 12 years. And so I come with a wealth of knowledge in terms of how to take care of the skin, how to achieve our happiest and healthy skin. And I'm so excited to get into this topic with you.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it as well. I've been following your journey for a little while, and it's just such a bummer because I am from the Toronto area, and I realized that you guys had a studio after I moved provinces, and I was like, flip. And ever I go back to Ontario, I'm going to have to take a little visit to, 100%. To your studio. What led you down this path? Have you always, you said you've been in the industry for a long time, but like, was your family part of it? Like, why skincare and why beauty?
For sure. So my mother, Miriam G, is a pioneer when it comes to beauty, particularly in creating, you know, the business that we have, G Beauty, alongside my sisters. But my mom started as a beauty editor, a self-taught makeup artist turned beauty editor. And one area that was always missing, you know, in the industry was a space where you could come and have time-focused services, you know, things that weren't consuming your entire day that were really part of your lifestyle. And when we were conceptualizing G Beauty, each G person comes to the experience of beauty in their own perspective, right? We are all of different age ranges. We all have different skin challenges or, you know, concerns. And so we really created this idea to be able to offer everybody what they were looking for when it comes to feeling their best from the inside out. But as I said, Miriam is a self-taught makeup artist, beauty editor turned, of course, entrepreneur and founder. Really, the business started when I was still in middle school. The brand was created by my father, Alan G's ad agency at the time, alongside my sister, Celine G, who is our creative director, and my sister, Natalie G. And Miriam, of course, really built the business and opened the doors in 2005. So at that time, I was in school and just doing my thing. And then when I got to university, I really recognized that I was not that type of scholastic student. I've always been a hands-on type of person. I worked at G Beauty all through high school on the weekends. And so I did know the feeling of a hard day's work. And I just never got that same feeling in university. So I called my parents and I just told them how unhappy I was and I wasn't fulfilled. And I really felt like I was wasting their money and I wanted to come home. So I left university after 7 months in the first year. And the very next day I went to work at G Beauty and kind of thought I'll figure it out and see where this all takes me. And literally however many years later, I guess 12 years later, I am now a leader in the business and I've done almost every job there is in the company, which I think is such an important part of being an entrepreneur. So in between all of that has been so much education and experience with skin and beauty and the reason that I'm an expert today.
I love that story so much. And it's so powerful because I think there's this real kind of idea of there's two ways that I feel like people are going into the career world right now is they're going to school for things that they think they ought to be doing something or they should be doing something. And they're, I feel like they just like, as soon as they hit 18, 19, whenever they're graduating high school, it's like they have to know what they're doing with the rest of their lives. And I think it's just total BS. Like I remember leaving high school and being like, I really don't know what to do with my life. And it's funny, a girlfriend and I were talking the other day and I had all these like scrapbooks of beauty, like skincare and beauty and stuff. And I've always been really interested in the industry, but in my head, I couldn't see what options there was. It was like, you know, my parents both worked at big corporate companies and they're like, well, like retail, like that's your only option for if you want to be in the beauty industry. And I was like, well, I don't want to do retail, but I can never figure out how to make it kind of work for me, like together in a different type of industry. And I think it's just, like you said, you tried all these different positions at G Beauty until you found kind of like your groove and the one that you want. And I think that's a really powerful thing for people to try is just like follow your passion, even if you're in school. Like I know so many people that went to school for one thing and they're like, I don't do that at all anymore. Like, I mean, I went to school for ECE and I'm like running my own business. Like that has nothing to do with what I went to school for.
Totally. I think that there is a lot of pressure. And I remember going to university and I remember saying to my mom at the time, you know, what am I doing? Why, you know, but you just kind of, you go with it because your friends are doing it. It's the right next path. And, you know, in Canada, thankfully, it's like a real feasible option for a lot of people. But I also don't necessarily believe you have to follow your passion right from the get-go. I think you have to just be committed to showing up and really trying a lot of things. It's the only way you learn about yourself and what you gravitate towards. And I really believe that I have gotten as far ahead as I have because I have always shown up, even though, you know, it's a family-run business and my name is part of the brand. There are even less exemptions for that kind of role because the, you know, all the eyes are looking at you and you have to really become, you know, that example for the company. And so I just know that by showing up every Saturday and Sunday in high school, I would, you know, clean the shelves of the merchandise. I would make sure that at the time we did manicures and pedicures, I would wash the pedicure bowls. I would, you know, take the garbage out. I would get coffees for clients. I did anything. I was always saying yes. I did anything that I could because not only does that make me so strong now, but I really got to learn about every perspective of the business, every piece, every cost, every part that makes G Beauty unique. So I think that, yes, it is about, it's never about, you know, what you go for to school for, unless you are blessed and you really do know. But I think even taking that pressure away of following your passion, I think that it's about really just getting up and going to a job. And from there, things really do fall into place. You know, one job might allow you to meet the person that will get you to the next role, or, you know, showing up 20 minutes early to your shift will allow you to see something that others didn't see. So I think showing up is a huge part of figuring out where you are meant to be professionally.
I really want to talk about a lot of different beauty and skincare type of topics, but I want to, one of the things that I had seen in your bio online along the lines of was this idea that beauty, health, and wellness relate to a lifestyle. And on your page, you know, you talk, you do a lot of like makeup tutorials and skincare know-hows and stuff. But I also see that you talk about like fitness and how important that is to, you know, this overall lifestyle that you live. Can you talk about how they intertwine together? Because I think the moment people kind of hear beauty is, for some people, it becomes like this vanity thing. Like, oh, people just like wear a ton of makeup just to, for a vanity thing. But I'm very much of the belief that everything is like, it's a lifestyle and it's how we show up as our best version of ourselves. And whether that's wearing makeup because it makes you feel confident, or, you know, maybe you're jam is a little bit more skincare, but that also makes you feel confident. Like it all kind of intertwines together. Can you talk a little about that?
Of course. We really believe that it's not just about beauty from the outside in, but it's beauty from the inside out. And they do all connect. And, you know, a part of me wishes that I was like a holistic nutritionist, because when people come to me with skin challenges or goals that they have with their skin, I can only go so far in giving suggestions about lifestyle, but I'm so curious and I ask all the questions because they are so connected. So of course there is great value in what we put on the skin, from the quality of the ingredients of our skincare to the order of the products to the quality of the makeup and, you know, placing the makeup in the right places to enhance your natural beauty. But there is so much to be said about beauty coming from the inside out. And a huge part of that is, you know, our relationship with ourselves. And that is something that is a lifelong journey, that our job at G Beauty is to show you how incredible you are and to show you, we were raised with this concept of, you know, having a toolbox filled with tools. Nobody is born or has everything they could ever desire, but what tools do we have? And when I was in grade six, I was failing math and I was so desperate to get a better grade. And it was really the pivotal moment when I learned this concept of the toolbox, because my mom said to me, look, we're not math people, we're creative people, but what is a tool we have? And that is going in every day an extra hour early and studying. That is setting up sessions with your teacher and having him, you know, give you more one-on-one specialized attention. You know, we looked at all the tools that I had, and I did go into class every hour, every day, an hour early. I spent time with my math teacher. And from the school year, I went from a D to a B+. And so that just showed me that these tools can help me. They can't magically overnight give me all the answers, but they can help me. So it's the same when it comes to feeling our best. Exercise is a tool to feeling our best, let alone that it creates oxygenation in our body, which creates blood flow, which creates healthy skin. It really does have that effect on our hormones and our mental health, that we feel better, we feel lighter, we feel that, you know, our brain is able to, you know, process thoughts differently. So we talk a lot about lifestyle in our business and to our clients and in the products that we carry. It's not just about creams. It's also about, you know, inulin prebiotic fibers that you can add to your coffee to enhance your, you know, good bacteria. We talk about the value of booking a facial is not for vanity. It is for treating the skin, which is the biggest organ we have, you know, looking at the skin and analyzing how we can take the best care of it. But that relaxation also is a huge part of, you know, relaxing the muscles, allowing, you know, deep tissue massage for lymphatic drainage so that we are sculpted and feel refreshed. So it's all layered in so many different ways. I see it a lot with, you know, people struggling with acne, you know, coming off of birth control or going through a big life change. I'm not saying acne and breakouts and even rosacea, irritation, rashes, those are just from life experiences, but they are certainly exacerbated when we are in a state of stress or worry or fear. So it's all about balance. And I think also a big thing is about managing your expectations. You know, as I was talking about the toolbox, we also have to manage our expectations. Nobody is perfect. Nobody has it all. You know, nobody has everything that you want, and you don't have everything that someone else wants. We all have our things, and our job is to really enhance the things that you feel so confident about, and then work with you on the areas that we can help you, that we can educate you and support you. So it's all very interconnected. As I said, I'm not a nutritionist, but I am a big personal believer in eating for beauty and practicing wellness routines for beauty, like a good quality of sleep, making sure you are exercising. We are huge fans of walking and getting 10,000 steps a day for, you know, really all of it, natural detoxification, lymphatic drainage, air quality, everything. We're huge advocates for, you know, self-care that is something you enjoy. You know, you could look at a manicure as a moment of self-care because you can't do a million things with your hands and you have to be very present, or it could be, you know, it could be anything. It could be reading a book. It could be anything that really supports you. And then there also is that piece of, you know, being committed to your beauty routines and, you know, being regimented. And I'm a big believer that discipline does bring freedom. And I am on a health journey myself about feeling happy and healthy at, you know, a good healthy weight for myself and, you know, working out and meal prepping and doing all that because it makes me feel my best. So it's a long answer, but you know, it's all very connected.
I love it so much. I would love if you could talk about what some of your, maybe those wellness tools that you use in your, it could either be daily practice, maybe it's weekly or monthly. Like when you say you love exercise, are you doing like yoga, Pilates, strength training, a mixture of everything? Are you doing, you said you're doing your daily walks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that you do that you feel like fuel you from the inside out to leading a, you know, becoming like a better version of yourself?
Hugely so. The mornings are very important. I think most people have really recognized how important the morning is in the sense that you can set the tone for your day. That to me is waking up earlier, whether that's going to the gym for a gym session or getting up and going for a walk. I do start my day with something physical. I find it really does set the tone for the day. Plus, I just won't do it after work. I know myself, and I think that's a huge part of, you know, self-development and growth. You have to know yourself and really lean into the things that you know you'll do. I start every morning with warm water and lemon, really because I find it helps activate my digestive system. And then I recently started switching to decaf coffee in the morning just because I don't need that jolt of caffeine right away. I will have a caffeinated coffee around like now 10:30, 11, when I know that my body is sort of needing that boost. I definitely believe in, you know, communication, talking. I believe in therapy. Really being able to express yourself is so important because, you know, I carry a lot from, you know, business, and it's important that you're able to work through your thoughts and not have them carry so heavy on you. I definitely believe in winding down, you know, by 9 o'clock, you know, the shows are off. I'm thinking about, you know, whether that's doing my skincare, taking a warm bath, putting my legs up on the wall, just to help me really wind down. That's so hugely important. Meal prep and nutrition is huge for me. I actually get very anxious if I don't prepare my own meals because I really like to have balanced meals with a little bit of fat, fiber, protein, carbs on the days where I, you know I have a higher energy day. So I'm very regimented about meal prep, and having the meals that I make is very important to me. And cooking homemade meals is so important. I have a great butcher. I romanticize grocery shopping because that's just such an important part. And then I make sure that I make space for things that bring me joy, maybe that are within the month. Like, you know, I love a good, you know, cheap and cheery massage. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's like super low key. I just want to make sure that I'm treating my body in that way. I do see getting my nails done as a moment of, you know, self-care and relaxation where I can just focus on myself. Love walking. I love walking in the afternoons on the weekend. I find that really just allows me to enjoy my weekend. I would say those are probably the big things, but it's all doing all of those things they don't mean anything unless you really are enjoying them or believe in them, you know, because there's nothing like doing something but resenting it the whole time. You know, I always love that mindset. I always love the mindset shift of it's not I have to, it's I get to, you know, I get to wake up and work out. I get to meal prep my meals as opposed to the feeling of pressure. It's really a joy. And I know that that makes me feel gratitude to want to do them, you know, every day or a few times a month, whatever that is.
No, it's so true. And I think it's funny because I guess for myself, like I'm more in like people come to me for more of like the fitness, the yoga type of industry. And they're like, I feel like I should be doing this or I have to be doing this because it's the big thing that's going on right now. I'm like, do you want to do, like, does Pilates speak to you? And they're like, no, it just seems like everybody's doing it. Like, don't do it then. Like, yeah. Maybe you find in a year, 5 years, a month that it calls to you, but you mm-hmm. got to do the things that pique your interest. And I believe kind of like what you were saying, there's a little aspect of like a discipline. Like when you're starting something new, sometimes it does take a little bit of time or your mind will tell you like, oh, why don't you take, you know, that extra half hour and sleep a little bit more, like unless you actually need it, mm-hmm. you know, get up, go to the gym, do the things. But I think you're 100% correct. Like you have to find the things that speak to you. And you also have to know yourself and know, like, are you a person who can talk yourself out of doing a workout at the end of the day? Like then maybe you switch to the morning because it's a little harder to talk yourself out of it when you're getting up and that's the first thing that you do.
Exactly.
I would love to know. I want to talk about skincare, but
of course.
Before we talk about kind of maybe like what everybody needs in their skincare routine, I would love to know what are your go-to current products, because I'm sure being in this industry you get so many different products and get to try them all. And if you're anything like me, like I get sent a PR package, I'm like, oh, I gotta try this and I gotta try this, and exactly. your favorites tend to change a little bit, but like currently what are your favorite go-to skincare and beauty products?
So I think to your point, it does get exciting to want to try new things, but I do equate my skincare routine much like my diet. I do want to have staples in it that never really change. Maybe the brand will change from time to time, but the staples stay the same. And there's areas in skincare where you can have fun and try different things. But again, it's all about consistency. And every few years or so, the skin will go through a change, and that could be a time to evaluate your routine. But currently my skincare routine in the morning is I rinse my skin with freezing cold water just to wake up my skin and help to tighten up the pores. And then I use the Joanna Czech toner. It's an incredible pH balancing toner. Then I use her Joanna Czech's vitamin C serum. It is blended with marula oil and ashwagandha. So I absolutely see the benefits of this vitamin C to calm my skin, balance it, brighten it, everything. Then I apply the Dr. Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic Serum just to give me an added moisture without weighing down my skin. And then I use the Shawnee Darden Eye Cream, the SkinCeuticals Neck Repair, and I do a Lash and Brow Serum. On the days where I'm in office, I don't particularly put on an SPF. I know that's controversial and everyone does have their opinions on SPF. I believe SPF really needs to be worn when you are, you know, out there in the sun. Otherwise, you know, I don't think a little vitamin D is too bad for the skin, especially when you're wearing vitamin C. But on the days where I am more out there and in the sun, I do love the SkinCeuticals SPF. It's very sheer. It's very lightweight. I can't have too much heavyweight products on my skin. At night, I remove all of my makeup with the G Beauty Oil Cleanser. It's fabulous, takes off everything. And then I use our Duo Cleanse and Buff Cleanser, which is a very gentle apricot seed scrub cleanser that just buffs the day away. Then I will use Joanna Czech's toner again. And then depending on the night, I might rotate between Dr. Sabah's Retinol Night Repair, which is a blend of retinol with a little bit of coconut oil. It's super gentle, but very effective. And then I'll layer that with either the Joanna Czech Balm or the Barbara Sturm Clarifying Face Cream, something more for my oily skin type. And then the Shawnee Darden Eye Cream again, SkinCeuticals Neck Cream, Lash and Brow Serum. And I also will rotate at night the Dr. Dennis Gross peel pads just to, again, do a little bit of a deeper exfoliation. But it's always that fine balance of exfoliating and nourishing. We don't want to overly strip the skin. And then a few times a week, I'll do a clay mask like the Dr. Sebaskin Perfecting Mask. And it really just helps to pull out impurities and soften the skin texture.
So I can appreciate this is a loaded question and that everybody has different skin types and textures. But in your general opinion, what are products and things that people need either every single day? And maybe you can throw in like a weekly, you know, do this to help with the skin.
So in a skincare routine, there are essentials that every skin type would benefit from. It's just a matter of the right product with the right percentage based on your skin. I think a huge overlooked area is making sure the skin is properly cleansed. I believe everybody needs an oil cleanser at night, even if you don't wear makeup and you work from home. We accumulate a lot on the skin, and a cleanser can't necessarily break down that and treat our skin. So we want to use an oil cleanser at night on dry skin, remove everything, and then rinse with water. Cleanser, we want to look for something, again, depending on our skin, that is going to really treat our skin. So whether that's something clay-based if you're oily or something cream-based if you're dry, washing the face is like the most important step. It would be, you know, trying to paint on an already used canvas. It just won't work in the sense that your skincare can't penetrate and be effective. Everybody needs a vitamin C serum in the morning only. Vitamin C is the only ingredient or antioxidant that can repair damage that's been done and prevent future damage. So vitamin C is hugely important. Most people respond well to 15% vitamin C, but anywhere from 5 to 15% is excellent. I do believe everyone benefits from hyaluronic. It's a water molecule that instantly hydrates the skin. I do personally recommend it to all skin types, all skin ages. Everything that I'm recommending is really universal. And then I believe everybody benefits and needs an eye cream. This is an area that doesn't produce moisture, so it needs a lot of extra love and TLC. Same for the neck and the hands and the lips, all of these extra areas, they don't produce moisture. So they get very dehydrated very quickly. I would say those are probably universally essential. I do believe in doing a skin mask once or twice a week. Again, it depends on your skin. It could be something really hydrating or something really detoxifying. And that would be sort of my universal, and SPF, that would be, you know, of course, in the morning, very important. Again, just depends on the type of SPF we recommend. And then with creams and oils, it's just a little bit more specific. So we always want to make sure, as I said, that we're balancing the skin. We never want to overly exfoliate and we don't want to overhydrate. We really want to find that balance.
Is there like a go-to recommendation for somebody who is, like, when it comes to exfoliation, if you have more oily skin, should you be doing it more often versus if you're dry versus if you're sensitive? Like, is there a go-to? Because I personally find, like, I tend to have really dry, sensitive skin. And for me, I find if I exfoliate too much, it actually causes me to break out a little bit. Now that might just be me, or that might be my skin type. But is there something, like, even what you were saying as far as some of the products, that something might be a little bit more geared towards a specific skin type? Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Again, it's we always describe it at G Beauty like getting dressed in the morning. You know, you're going to know what kind of t-shirt you want to wear. You probably have 20 t-shirts to choose from. You're going to choose the one that's either the most comfortable, the best lightweight based on the weather. You're going to choose it based on how excited you are to try it. It's really the same with skincare. You know, when it comes to exfoliation or hydration, you have to touch and feel your skin to really know. Somebody can touch their skin and say, you know what, it's feeling really sensitive and dry. I'm not going to use something abrasive because that's not what the skin needs. We want to really, I think that we're so influenced by what others are using that we actually don't pay attention to our own skin. It's like diet. You know, I know how important or how fabulous almond milk is. People love it. It's a great alternative. For me, almond milk is a disaster. It doesn't sit well with me. I get an upset stomach, so I'm not going to drink it. It's the same with exfoliation. You know, for you, Megan, it might be that you want to use something gentler with exfoliation, maybe something powder-based versus something more like an apricot seed. It just all depends on the skin and how your skin responds to things. And there is a little bit of trial and error. There are great tools that can help us better navigate. For example, we have an incredible technology called the Vizia, which is a 3D imaging machine that tells us what's happening under the surface of the skin. So it's something you do have to come into our studio to experience, but it breaks it down by different categories, redness, bacteria, pores, UV damage. And from there, we can really see what we need to focus on and make more thoughtful recommendations. So skin analysis with a medical skin expert or a professional of any kind is also very important, because we can see things and educate you on things that you don't know, you know, and give you that direction.
No, I think it's really important, especially since, like, I know some people are like, it's for them, like, I don't have the finances to be doing that. But in my head, I'm going, but you put out this money to have a something like that done. And then there's no trial and error. You know exactly what it is that exactly. you need. Like, I can't tell you how much money I've spent on products and what have you, because I'm like trying to figure things out myself. And you're like, this doesn't work. I just spent all this money on it. And I know like places like Sephora will take things back and stuff, but it's like, that takes time. That takes energy. It's a lot of just like, if someone could tell you, like if you could hire someone to give you everything that you needed nutritional wise, rather than just trying to trial and error it, like you just save yourself more money and time and energy in the long run.
Exactly.
So I think when it comes to like being on social media, whether people are looking at TikTok or Instagram, everybody's talking about different ingredients, different steps to be using. And I find that the one that kind of gets a little confusing to people, myself included, is this idea of like active ingredients, or this idea of what's it called? Skin cycling, like to do something on this day, not this day. And for me personally, I'm like, how do I know if it's going to work for me? What does it all mean? Like, you know, they talk about salicylic acid, there's glycolic acid, there's retinols, and it gets very, I think, confusing. So if someone is maybe brand new to this space, where should they start? Should they start right away with skin cycling, or is it, in your opinion, try one thing, introduce it for a little while, and then you can try introducing something else down the line?
Mm-hmm. So I do a lot of sort of skin school sessions on my Instagram, which for anybody listening, it's a great way to get a better understanding, of course, because you can watch it multiple times. But basically, exfoliating is important because we all accumulate dead skin. Even if we're super sensitive and rosacea prone, every single night, our skin's job is to bring new skin to the surface. It's just natural cell renewal cycles. So when we don't get rid of a little bit of that dead skin, we can get a lot of trapped bacteria. And, you know, it would be like, you know, not washing your clothes after wearing them for so many days in a row. So when it comes to exfoliation, it's all about the fine balance, which I've talked about a few times, because when we overly exfoliate, so if we use too many exfoliating products or too strong or too often, what happens is that we strip the skin of its natural oils and the skin will freak out and say, oh my God, Megan needs more oil. Let's produce double the amount. And that's when we can get breakouts and the skin can really, you know, have a reaction. At the same time, when we don't exfoliate, that's when the skin can start to look gray and dull and have, you know, an uneven skin texture. So in the world of exfoliations, it kind of goes from least intense to most intense. Lactic acid is the least intense. It's really meant to treat pore size, texture. It can definitely help with pigmentation, but it's a gentler acid. Salicylic is more for acne-prone skin, so oil congestion, an overproduction of oil, breakout cystic acne, that's when we want to use salicylic. Glycolic, they kind of say, is the more beauty acid. So helping to exfoliate for fine lines and wrinkles, more with pigmentation. And then retinol is the most intensive of all the exfoliations. And that is depending on the percentage. Retinol can start from a consumer point of view. It can be blended where it's not a pure retinol all the way to 1.0%. Otherwise, after that, it would need to be prescribed. Retinol is going to give you like a complete start over with your skin. You might experience peeling, sensitivity from it because it is the strongest acid. I'm a huge advocate of blended retinol because you're getting the benefits of retinol without that intense stripping. With skin cycling, the idea is that we don't want to use more than one acid at once, and we don't want to use an acid every single night. I used to overexfoliate my skin like crazy because, Megan, can we pause for a second? My fiance's mom has just called me twice in a row, and I'm just a little nervous. One sec.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry. So with skin cycling, we basically want to find that balance where we are choosing one acid or one exfoliating product that we use 3 times a week really would be the maximum. I used to over exfoliate like crazy because I had oily skin and I just wanted that to be over. That was at the time I was using Proactiv before G Beauty started. I had no idea what to do. And it really did a lot of damage to my skin because the more I exfoliated, the oilier my skin got. And so I was always in disbelief that oily skin types needed oil because that didn't make any sense to me. But with all the doctors and skin experts I have spent time with, oil pulls oil. If you had a grease stain on the floor, you would get that out by putting like a little olive oil on it. It would take it right off. Same with our skin. When we apply oil, it actually attracts the oil and pulls it out. So you find better balance. So again, this is why it's so important to have, you know, skin consultations. And one of the things we do offer is we have a incredible skin expert on our website who is a real person answering all the messages on the chat Monday to Friday. Her name is Cassie, and she can guide you in the right direction. We do complimentary skin consultations by video with Cassie, but it really allows you to have an understanding of your skin and what you need. But that's the idea with skin cycling. Essentially, we just don't want to over exfoliate and we don't want to avoid exfoliation altogether. So I would say if you're new to this, start with something that is lactic acid based, like the Sunday Riley Good Gene Serum. It's an excellent recommendation. Or the Dr. Dennis Gross Ultra Gentle Peel Pads. Those are very gentle, very mild, but again, will give you that nice skin polish.
Yeah, I love those peel pads. Those are something so good. I need to rotate a little bit more into the routine. But speaking of this idea of, you were saying, you like, if you're going red and flaking and stuff, is that normal to do? Because I know when people were talking about, like, I never say this right, tretinoin was getting a big trend on TikTok, and people are like, you know, that it should be happening, you should be red and flaking. And I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm not an expert, so maybe it just intuitively it felt like maybe they were overdoing it a little bit much. But is that, like, if you are doing a retinol and that's happening, that is actually like a normal reaction to be having? Or is that like you're doing too much, you need to tone it down?
Well, at that point, I would only recommend products of that degree to somebody that's preconditioned to that, right? Like with retinol in particular, you want to work your way up. You wouldn't just start with a 1% retinol. That would be like going to the gym and picking up 100 pounds. That would not be smart. We want to work our way up. So we want to start with a 0.3, then a 0.5, and we really then can condition our skin. I believe once in a while, something, you know, more aggressive or more, you know, resurfacing is okay when consulted with a professional, whether that's a microneedling treatment. You know, the way that we perform microneedling at G Beauty is not only do we do the treatment, but we have you come back in 7 to 10 days later so we can see the skin again. We want to be supervised and in things that are so resurfacing. I think, again, once in a while, if you're using, you know, a tretinoin or a 1% retinol intentionally and with knowledge, that is normal and does happen. But you've got to be on a plan to know how to protect the skin after that, how to get it balanced again and glowing. And so I think that's, you know, there's so many pros of social media. It's such an incredible tool, but there's also a need of, you know, watching or looking at who you're watching and making sure that that is a professional or somebody that you can trust or has, you know, can back it up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like that's with anything though. Like you don't, hopefully we don't just blindly trust people online and they have a little bit of background in it. Speaking of microneedling, I would love to know what your thoughts are on that. Is that something we should be doing past a certain age, or, you know, if you have a different skin type, is that something we should be doing monthly, yearly? Same with, like, I don't know if you're a fan of like lasers, like when would all of this come into place? Who needs it? When should we consider getting it? And how often should we be consider getting these maybe like extra type of beauty rituals?
Mm-hmm. So I would say everybody can benefit from high-tech medical treatments, but I would only recommend them to people that are very committed to this, to their skin. If you're somebody that's not consistent with your skincare routine, I wouldn't recommend these types of treatments, because the aftercare is more important than the treatment itself. Essentially, after the age of 18, we stop producing collagen. So our job is to preserve the collagen that we have. And the ways that we can do that is with skincare and is with certain medical or modalities, you know, different types of technologies. So microneedling is one of my favorite treatments. I recommend it to most skin types because it's gently puncturing the skin so that, again, new skin can come to the surface. So it is something that needs to be done by a professional, a medical, you know, expert. And it is a more intensive treatment. It takes a little bit longer. Numbing cream is applied, but it is incredible. The results are essentially like a new layer of skin coming to the surface. So you really get that fresh start. But the aftercare is so important, that you're not in the sun, that you're not, you know, especially that day and the next day, not doing anything to create heat in the body, that you are not introducing anything exfoliating too soon. But again, when put on a good treatment program, it's fabulous. I recommend it to everyone. When it comes to lasers like IPL, which is intense pulse light, more so to treat pigmentation or skin tightening, that would really have to come from someone saying, you know, I am struggling with X, pigmentation, loss of collagen, loss of elasticity, the skin is sagging, could be, you know, redness or varicose veins around the nose, things like that. They're more specifically targeted to different issues in the skin. And no matter what you do in the treatment rooms, you have to maintain it with the routine. It's like going to the dentist and then not brushing your teeth. Like, you have to do both. But I believe everybody can benefit from a skin treatment. I think it's so important. And I think people I don't know what the word is, but people think that it's like indulgent or self-care or all about vanity. It's not. The skin really is an organ that needs attention. And when we don't treat it, it shows us that, whether it's in dullness or dryness, like, it's just so important. So I recommend that everybody sees, you know, a skin professional minimum once a season, because if the weather is changing, your skin is changing. Even if you live somewhere warm, I know, you know, we have a business in Miami, even though it's warm all year round, the winter is different in Miami than the summer. Your skin needs different things. So I really recommend once a season. If you can be, you know, even more on top of it, every 6 weeks is ideal in order to be able to treat and transform the skin. But I believe that you are not destined to have the skin you have now forever. If you want to change it, you can use the tools in your toolbox, which is skincare, skin treatments, consistency, lifestyle habits. You know, a facial or an IPL is only going to go so far if you're protecting your skin and you are wearing a hat when you go for your walks, you know. So it's multi-layered, but short answer is everybody benefits from a skin treatment.
What about some things that maybe we can do at home that don't require us to go in to see somebody? Like, are you a big fan of like red light therapy at home? You know, I have heard of people doing, like, I don't know what your take is on it, but like microneedling at home, is that something you're like in between sessions? That's great. But like, you know, make sure you go see a professional every few sessions for that. Like, are there things at home that we can do that you think really make a difference in the skin health?
Definitely, because you're touching your skin a lot more than a professional can, right? You're touching your skin at least 60 times a month, where you're seeing a professional maybe once a month, if that. I do think all the LED technologies at home are great. You just have to use them. I think the most effective tool at home is the microcurrent, which would be the New Face technology, because that is the same quality or the same tool we would use in the treatment room. Microcurrent is basically the ability for us to stimulate the muscle under the skin. So on the face, that the muscle and skin on the face is the only part of the body where they're directly attached. So when you work on the muscles in the face, you see that right away in your skin. So I highly recommend the microcurrent, which will really sculpt and, you know, pop your natural contours of the face. I do like LED, but I think that you just have to manage your expectations with an at-home tool because it's not going to be as strong. I think a big thing, which, you know, I don't know if people are into, but little trampolines at home, that is so amazing for lymphatic drainage and waking up the skin and getting some, you know, great color in the skin. So that's a really great at-home tool. Again, so is walking. I do love sculpting tools like the Gua Sha. Joanna Czech makes a great sculpting tool called the facial massager. I think it all helps if you use it. The peel pads are basically a medical grade version of a peel at home. But again, like none of this matters if your skin is not washed properly. So I'd say like the first thing to invest in is an oil cleanser. The G Beauty brand oil cleanser is my favorite. I have tried them all. But really start washing your face properly and you will see how your skincare products make a big, big difference.
Perfect. I feel like I could keep talking to you about all this stuff, but I want to be super mindful. Before I send everybody to check you out online, is there a book, podcast, or resource that has brought you incredible value? It does not have to be related to beauty, although it can be, that has brought you value that you want to share with the audience?
Great question. I've always loved and learned a lot from Lauren and Michael's podcast, Skinny Confidential. They have amazing skin experts, but lifestyle experts. I've learned so much from the two of them, but they have great episodes with brand founders like Dr. Dennis Gross, especially. But I would say that for sure. And honestly, I learned so much within our own business. And I think that all just comes back to showing up. You know, if there's things you're interested in, go for it. You know, I do a lot of things outside of my comfort zone because I'm interested, whether that's showing up to, you know, even a fun trivia night. Like if it's something that you're interested in, you're always going to learn if you're, you know, going to things that are interesting to you. We do have I did a lot of Instagram live interviews with all of these brand founders during the pandemic. They're all on G Beauty's Instagram. But if you're super interested in that, I did interviews with Dr. Sabah, Barbara Sturm, Dr. Dennis Gross, Sunday Riley, Shawnee Darden, people that really have built their way through the beauty industry with incredible backgrounds. So, but to answer your question, Skinny Confidential.
Yeah. Yeah. I also side note too, I noticed that you had her products on your website mm-hmm. and I've been trying to figure out, I'm like, where in Canada can you actually go and get, because the shipping really is like so frustrating for me. Cause I'm like, I'm sure. we're so close to each other. Why does it need to cost me an arm and a leg? But there you have it. It's on your site. I sent it to my girlfriend the other day. I was like, I know where we can get the stuff.
Amazing. That's awesome, Megan.
Stephanie, if people want to check you out online, if they want to check out your Desk Side series about skincare and beauty, maybe they want to come into G Beauty, where can everybody go and find you?
So my personal Instagram is Steph G Beauty. Our brand's Instagram is G Beauty. We have two beauty destinations, so one in Toronto and one in Miami. And we essentially do all beauty services except for hair and nails. So brows, lamination, makeup, incredible facials, body treatments, all of that. But Instagram is really the best tool. You can always send me a DM. I'm more than happy to answer any of your questions. And as I mentioned, if you're looking for a skin analysis or a consult, definitely head to our site and use the chat feature and Cassie will answer all of your questions.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I will make sure everything is linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you for having me. So grateful.
If you love this podcast episode, spread the love by sharing this with your friends and family, share it out on social media, and don't forget to give it a 5-star rating and review. From the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful that you are here. Until next time.